We're operating in a low inventory market, which makes a lot of people think it's probably really easy to sell their house. The truth is, there's a lot of mistakes that first-time home sellers can make. Here are some common mistakes and how to avoid them. Setting the price too high. A lot of people are emotionally attached to their house. That's a common thing. It's where you live, it's where your family is raised. You're gonna look at it as your home and think it's worth a lot more than it is at times. Make sure you don't price it too high, because if you do, you can always come down, but the chances are you're gonna be on the market too long and end up taking a lower price than if you price it lower to begin with. Not negotiating. Everybody thinks it's a terrible thing when a low offer comes in on their property. Like I said, you might be emotionally attached to your home. When you get that low number, you might be feeling offended. The truth is, this is a business decision and you need to be willing to negotiate. Just because a buyer comes in with a low offer doesn't mean that they're unwilling to come up on the price. Shoot them a counter offer and see what they're willing to do before you just go ahead and terminate the deal. Cleaning is important. Having your home in great condition is ultimately the most important thing you can do whenever you're putting your home on the market. But a lot of people overlook cleaning and decluttering. If you don't get those two things taken care of, a lot of people are gonna notice that, and it's really gonna distract them from looking at your home. Make sure your home is spotless and you have as much stuff put away as you possibly can to ensure that you're gonna get top dollar when buyers are coming through your house. Making it difficult for agents to show. I tell my sellers all the time, last minute showings are probably gonna come up. I apologize in advance, but we just have to operate at the mercy of other people and their schedules. Making it difficult for people to show your house is ultimately the worst thing you can do. If I can't show it, I can't sell it. And 2-hour open houses on the weekend just aren't gonna cut it. Try to be as flexible as you possibly can and let people in on their time, if at all possible. Ignoring your agent's advice. You hired an agent for a reason, so listen to what they have to say. Their job is to get your home sold in the shortest amount of time for the most amount of money. Any advice or direction they're giving you is to try to help that happen. Anything that we say is something that we've seen in another house or we've heard buyers say is important to them. So listen to what your agent has to say and they'll get your home sold faster. Refusing to make changes. Bathroom and kitchen updates sell houses. A lot of people don't think that when their agent suggests those, that there's anything they need to do. The truth is, they see it as a small amount of money that most buyers may not like anyways. The truth is, if a buyer sees something that needs to be changed, they're automatically thinking it's gonna cost them thousands of dollars. So why not make some updates, listen to your agent, and go ahead and knock them out on the front end. Not thinking about the next move. Before you put the sign in the yard, you need to know where you're going next, or at least have an idea. The truth is, marketing times are short right now, and there's a good possibility your home's gonna sell quick. If that happens, you need to know where you're gonna go, or you can find yourself in a position where you have to find something to rent for a short term, which is gonna cost you more money, or you're gonna have to settle on a new home if you're making another purchase. Thanks for checking out the Aaron Advantage podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my station to stay up to date with everything I post. Also, you can check me online on facebook.com/TheAaronAdvantage or on Twitter @AaronAdvantage.